You're listening to SBS News.
Stranded in a rural Indian village without access to critical medication, Australian couple Amarjit and Manjit Singh Uppal's desperation is growing by the day. Mrs. Uppal has run out of her thyroid medication, but she is most worried about her husband. He has diabetes and neuroendocrine cancer and was expecting treatment this week in Australia. But the couple, like more than 1 billion others, are now locked down in India until the 14th of April, as the country's government undertakes perhaps the biggest measure on earth to try and combat the virus. Mrs. Uppal says she fears they are now stuck in India indefinitely, as all flights in and out of India have been suspended for the time being.
We're concerned for medications, food, water, and exposure to the virus. We're concerned that the current lockdown, which goes till the 14th of April, will be extended and we could be here indefinitely.
The couple's son is a Sydney-based doctor, Anil Singh Uppal. He says they were supposed to fly home last Friday, but that flight was cancelled. He also says the situation in India for foreigners in particular is getting worse.
All other alternative flight options were quickly either filling up or they were getting cancelled and it was impossible to actually get them out. The situation is escalating in terms of the hostility towards foreigners.
Another Australian trapped in India is healthcare worker Dr. Kimberly McLean. She's in the country's largest city, Mumbai. She says the situation is getting increasingly dangerous.
I'm very aware of the limited resources that DFAT has, and they need to look at each country on a case-by-case basis. But I think that there are some disturbing situations occurring to foreigners in India.
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says its emergency call unit has received hundreds of calls from Australians in India since the world's largest lockdown was announced. It says it is continuing to do everything it can to assist Australians in India within the constraints of the restrictions in place. Australia's High Commissioner Designate to India is former New South Wales Premier Barry O'Farrell. He says Australians can now book flights to get out of the country once the lockdown ends, and should do so.
Firstly, can I urge you to register your contact and location details through the Australian High Commission website? Can I also again encourage you to contact airlines now ahead of the planned end of the flight ban? I can confirm that airlines are now taking bookings from Australians who wish to return home. The Commission's also identified Qatar Airways and Air India as the available carriers.
But Germany, Russia and Israel are among many nations who have already conducted repatriation flights from India, which is leaving many Australians in India wondering why they have not yet received similar assistance. And remember, you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.